Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:23 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 1st. Well, this has been a day in which we've seen really some concerted selling pressure right across Europe and the US, following on from some pretty quiet trading right across the Asian region. You saw the Nikkei was down about 1.3% and the Hang Seng was up about 1.5%. And this selling pressure is on the back of continued fears relating to the manufacturing sectors. There's news today that China's manufacturing has contracted, as has the UK's. A little bit more on that just ahead. But what we see now is that looking at some of the other asset classes, because the interrelationships between the different asset classes are by far the most important things to watch at the current time, because the stock markets are so remarkably volatile. And today we saw that the dollar index was up almost a full point at one point, came off of that a little bit around a couple of hours ago, but still quite firm. This is another higher low for the index, and it would really need to encounter resistance at the top of this range to keep the hypothesis this is a developing type 2 top in play. So with the dollar that bit stronger, we also saw that precious metals came off quite heavily. You had platinum down about $75 and gold down in excess of $40. This is a downward dynamic for the gold price, having rallied really quite well, having found support a couple of weeks ago, and it is looking like a fourth lower high for the gold price, and that downtrend looks to be picking up pace in here. So the progression of lower highs remains in place, and it really would need to be taken out to really indicate that the bulls have regained the upper hand. In other words, the bears still very much have the gold price in hand, and we would need to see this downward dynamic almost immediately countermanded to offset scope for gold to come a little bit further down. What we also look at on these stock markets is that so many of the stock markets found support last week, rallied well, and we saw the S&P, for example, rallying well back into the previous range in what had looked like a failed downside break. But this really quite concerted selling pressure in here today, with the S&P down almost 7%, is another factor of this incredible volatility that we have. And given the remarkable strength that we're seeing in the government bond markets, where you have the 3-month yielding next to nothing, and you have the 30-year treasury trading at 130, and the yield on that, I'm just going to pull it up, is coming down really quite quickly now. Now, of course, the US doesn't have a great deal of room to cut interest rates any further, but 30-year treasuries are currently yielding less than 4%. It's about 3.8%, and that's remarkably low for a 30-year investment. That's indicative of the amount of panic that is out there in the markets and the continuing capitulation trade that we have in here. In psychological terms, the people who are going to be the biggest bears are going to be the ones that have sold down here, because they are psychologically invested in this market going even lower. And we have to bear in mind the fact that nothing has happened. We haven't certainly haven't had a rally big enough to shake the bears out of any complacency or out of their well-held beliefs that this market can go lower it for the stock markets or higher for government bonds. The dollar strength, though, it has been a loss of momentum, or has lost momentum over the last month, and it really does need to sustain that move above 88 to reassert its uptrend. But of course, let's just assume that the dollar does break out of this potential top formation and rally even further on the upside. People will be looking back then and saying that this is a similar sized reaction. And With that further bid under the dollar, it will put more carry trades under pressure and lead to more selling pressure on other asset classes. And I think that's what people are fearing right now. So we have continued strength in government bonds, and we have this rally in the US dollar over the last couple of days. And rallying from the lower side of the range, upward dynamics, it's easy to become even more bullish of the dollar in here, but it has lost momentum and it is very overextended. And looking at government bonds, they have rallied incredibly, and up there at 130 is an incredible move. And in fact, it's over 130 and a half in here right now. So that is a major acceleration on the upside following an already massively accelerated move over the last couple of months. And anyone who looks at that will look at the last range and say, okay, that was a very brief pause in a very accelerated move. But the fact is that when this market is so panicky, and when you have these major assets accelerating to levels that are irrationally high in terms of the value that they are giving to investors, that is giving us fuel for the next major rally for these markets. The more overextended these markets become, and we've already seen them become extremely overextended, and there is further room for them to become even more extended. Something can become overbought and stay overbought for a considerable period of time. But with yields so remarkably low and with the dollar so strong, the amount of cash that's being raised is adding to that net cash position and creating the fuel for the next recovery. Looking at the profile of so many of these stock markets, they've fallen like knives, and the degree of confidence in markets has fallen to a very low ebb, which means that it's going to take time for confidence to be rebuilt, which means that markets will have to go sideways for a while to illustrate that they've stopped going down. And if we see a progression of higher lows, that will be an indication to us that demand is returning at increasingly higher levels, and that's not evident at all in stock markets right now. We're looking at the other asset classes like the dollar and the treasury markets, which have been the strongest markets throughout the last 6 or 7 months. They're likely to top out in advance of the recovery in stock markets. So they are really ones to watch, because they're also indications of just how much cash is being raised from the liquidation of other trades. Now, the other important thing that happened today was that the Chinese yuan fell by the most against the US dollar it's done since the end of the hard peg back in 2005. And while one swallow does not a summer make, you've got to look at that, and considering the fact that it is a very managed currency, and say that the yuan has been used as a tool to support the Chinese economy for a very long time, and they had a period in which they allowed that currency to appreciate as they got lots and lots of pressure put on them from the US and other trading partners, and as their current account grew and their reserves grew. But now that the Chinese economy is under a little bit of pressure, it's interesting to see that now they're making sure that their currency doesn't strengthen any further. They've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 months, maybe a little bit longer than that. And now they are letting their currency weaken against the US dollar, making their exports more competitive. And it's probably in a direct response to the fact that manufacturing is slowing in China. So that's, to me, appears to be a concerted effort to support manufacturing on mainland China And it's another indication that they're willing to do whatever it takes to preserve the growth rate of their economy. And that means that we could see weaker yuan going forward. And if that does help to support the economy in China, well, then that should also be good for Chinese equities in the broad sense, particularly those A shares. So that is definitely something to keep an eye on. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.